Helen Keller was on board for so many political and social issues. She joined the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union. She joined the Socialist Party. She fought for workers' rights. She wrote speeches. She gave speeches. She campaigned. She spoke at Carnegie Hall. She was friends with some of the most eminent radical women of her day.
Miss Keller's constant contact with the intellectual and social world of her day kept her informed, active, and concerned.
Yet it was on behalf of the disabled, especially the deaf and blind communities, that Helen dedicated her greatest amount of time. As an ambassador for the American Foundation for the Blind, Helen fought tirelessly on a number of fronts to improve the opportunities available to blind people.
She wrote to Congress, she wrote to senators, she constantly fought at the highest level for change. As a result of her correspondence and contact with FDR, we have the talking book. When you look at the Helen Keller archives, you can read the letters from people who received talking books. It completely opened up a whole new world that had just simply not existed.
Keller did not limit herself to public speaking and lobbying. She was an influential writer and lent her words to letters and articles that addressed issues of discrimination.
The power of Helen Keller comes through her words. When you read her letters, you can hear her fighting and her passion for the things she believed in.